was a child of his parents, or a child of their parents. you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So the question then is, how will you be born again? You see, each and every human being, every one of us, every one of you, every one of those in the neighborhood who are not here today is in exactly the same position as Nicodemus was. You come to God in the wrong condition. Since the Father desires that mankind, his foremost visible creature, should be right with him, God brings about a new creation. God himself entered his creation to bring about this new creation in mankind. The Son, true God, becomes man, true man, in order that the Father's creation might be restored and made new. And through the incarnation, the birth, the life, the suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus has reconciled man to God, thus ushering in this new creation and making this new birth possible. And that is why the Holy Spirit comes to us this day, that the creation of the Father, which was redeemed by the life and death of his Son, might be made new. Where there was death, both physical and spiritual, by the power of the Holy Spirit, now there may be life. Where there was darkness and blindness, now there is light and sight. Where there was only creation lost and distorted, now there is new creation. For where the Word and the sacraments of Christ are, there is the Holy Spirit, working through these God-given gifts to establish through the creation of God. And where is this established? In the hearts and lives of those who were lost and totally corrupted. Thus, born anew of water and of the Spirit, the old creation that subjected to death and corruption now has a competitor, the new creation, which brings forth new life and new fruit. What Nicodemus and what you could not do and cannot do, God has done. Thus the creation of God the Father is restored through the new creation of God the Son, and all brought about by the work of God the Holy Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And that is why you no longer walk in darkness, why you no longer live abounding by sin and death. In baptism, God has begun this new creation by water and the Word. In your baptism, God has given you a new birth and a new name, his name, the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And with that name, he has also bestowed upon you his Son, the sign of salvation of your new birth, the sign of the cross. And under that sign is to be found your new birth, your salvation, your right relationship with God. It is the sign of the cross that seals the name God has entrusted on you, the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And with his name and with his sign, you may therefore daily die to sin in repentance. For you are buried with Christ by baptism into death, the scriptures declare. And with this name and with this sign, you daily rise from such dying to walk with Christ in newness of life. This is the new creation. Today is therefore